The new Albanese government has got off to a flying start, jet-setting across the globe in a series of bilateral and multilateral meetings. Next, the Prime Minister will fly to Spain to meet with NATO leaders before visiting Paris. In Madrid, Anthony Albanese will also meet with the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez in Australia's first bilateral meeting with Spain, as well as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Anthony Albanese told ABC's 7:30 program on Thursday night he'll be looking to repair Australia's relationship with France.
I've been invited by President Macron to meet with him in France, and I'll be doing that in a week's time. We do need to reset. We've already had very constructive discussions.
The government says the invitation is a positive sign. Earlier this month, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles met with his French defence counterpart at international talks in Singapore. This morning he told ABC that relationship is crucial, considering the nation's proximity to Australia.
France is in many ways our closest neighbour. We don't necessarily think about it in those terms, but the closest overseas population to where you are right now is in France. It's Noumea and New Caledonia.
The opposition is welcoming the trip to France, but leader Peter Dutton has defended the former government's handling of the scrapped submarine deal, which led to the diplomatic tensions.
The previous government made a decision that was in our national security interests. On all of the advice that we had, the submarine that the French provided wasn't going to provide the security and the defences that we needed.
Anthony Albanese will depart on Sunday night, and as part of the journey could also visit Ukraine and meet with its president Volodymyr Zelensky. The Prime Minister says he's receiving national security advice on its feasibility.
We don't want to cause a circumstance whereby there's risk to Australian personnel by undertaking such a visit, but we'll take that advice and we'll act accordingly.
Back home, the energy crisis sparked in part by conflict in Ukraine is seemingly at a close. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the electricity market operator, AEMO, is lifting its suspension on the market.
It's good to see a return to more normal market conditions. We're very vigilant to the risks in the system. We're very aware of the long-term challenges and the need to get more renewables and storage into the system. That work will continue. In the meantime, we're managing very vigilantly a short-term crisis.
AEMO seized control of the market last week for the first time in history, but Chris Bowen says he's optimistic about future generation.
It's a bumpy winter because we've had more generation leave over the last decade and not enough to replace it. But the actions that we've put in place over the last few weeks make us best placed to manage this situation today and going forward.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton says Labor's approach to the crisis was wrong.
Mr. Bowen's first instinct was not to engage with the companies, with the gas companies, and the gas companies and others, I think, have played him like a fool. And I think Australian families are suffering because of that, and that's the last thing I want to see.
Pressure on the system has forced thousands of households to tighten their budgets, but they're not the only ones. The Prime Minister told ABC the government will also have to curb excessive spending ahead of releasing its first budget in October.
We're going to have to really put the brakes on some of the spending which is there. I've made it very clear there are a range of things we would like to do that we won't be able to do in our first budget.
But one spending mechanism which will remain in place is the controversial Stage 3 tax cuts for Australia's highest income earners, which was legislated by the previous government. Labor has committed to keeping the policy during the election campaign, but it could face resistance from the Greens, as foreshadowed by leader Adam Bandt.
The Greens will not support a Labor budget that is based on cuts that hurt everyday people while continuing the handouts to billionaires. We will seek to amend the first budget if Labor proceeds with the tax cuts for billionaires and handouts to coal and gas corporations.
After the last election, the Greens hold more voting power in both chambers, which Labor will have to contend with. But the minor party is yet to reveal what exactly they'll be negotiating. Krishani Danji, SBS News.